The Honorable Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's favorite foods. Vinegar. Hazrat Sa'd reported that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on one occasion went to Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, and I was present there, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, is there anything to eat? And she replied that we have bread, dates and vinegar. Upon this, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that vinegar is a most excellent curry. O Allah, instill blessings into the vinegar. Prior to me, myself, this was the curry of the prophets, and in which home there is vinegar, that home will not be needy or poor. Reported in Sunan Majah. Modern day science has researched into this and said that it reduces cholesterol and it is very beneficial. And it's very beneficial for the heart illnesses and it controls diabetes. Olives and its oil. Has Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has narrated that the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that you should consume olive oil and also wipe it onto your body. Reported in Ibn Majah, because this is full of blessings. And modern day research has proven that for the stomach ailments, it's very beneficial and it relieves constipation and it also dissolves bladder stones and it's also very good for the asthma illness and also very beneficial for reducing the cold and cough and also very beneficial for diabetes. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's most favorite of all food was thareed, lamb stew, meat stew. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that from all foodstuffs, greatest is thareed. Hazrat Musa, Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu has narrated that Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa, her superiority to other women is like the superiority of thareed to other kinds of food. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with regards to this food, has stated this, reported in Bukhari. And this is very good for the digestive system and for the heart. It gives strength. And with this, to cook this, the way to make this is that the meat and the curry should be separated and then break small pieces of bread chapati into this and then cook it. Watermelon. Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha has reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would eat watermelon with moist fresh dates. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that I balance the heat of dates with the coolness of the watermelon. Reported in Abu Dawood. As Abdullah bin Abbas has reported that watermelon, to eat it and to drink its juice, both are beneficial. This cleans the stomach and it reduces the heat from the body. And also for prostrate illnesses is very beneficial. And it also assists in cancer. And it removes tiredness. And it takes blood pressure far away, reduces blood pressure. Ginger. Regards to ginger, it is reported in the Quran, Hakim Ibn Quran, that the people of paradise will be given dry ginger juice to drink. There are many quantities, various quantities and measures of vitamins present in this. And prior to eating and during eating, if you eat this, it strengthens the stomach and it helps in digesting the food. And if on a journey you keep this in your mouth, then it also is beneficial for travel sickness. The fig, injir. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his presence, on one occasion, figs were presented. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that eat figs. And we all ate the figs. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that if somebody says that a fruit of paradise can come down onto the earth, then I will say that is this fruit, i.e. the fig. It removes piles, and it's good for removing pain, and it reduces the bodily pains, and it is a very good cure for constipation. Sana Makki, senna leaves, a medicinal herb. It should be utilized, and there is shifa cure for all diseases, reported in Ibn Majah. Also, hair loss, it reduces that, it's beneficial, and it's beneficial for removing constipation. It cleans the blood, and it's joshanda, it's decoction. We should make that concentrated liquor and drink it. And also combine munakka, dry raisins, with this. Kalunji, Has Aisha Sadiqa radhiyallahu anha has stated that the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that the black seed of Najla, apart from death, it is the cure for all illnesses, reported in Bukhari. Water of Zamzam. Has Abu Zarghafari radhiyallahu anhu has reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this water is full of blessings and it is a complete food. Has Jabir radhiyallahu anhu stated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Zamzam water, for whichever item, for whichever illness you drink it for with that intention, it will give benefit, reported in Muslim. The fenugreek plant seeds, mehti, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that with mehti, fenugreek plant, attain the cure. If my ummah was to realize the benefits of mehti, then it wouldn't delay purchasing it even at the price rate of gold. It is beneficial for reducing diabetes, it's full of iron, and for deficiency of blood is very beneficial. The grapes, angur. In the Quran, 11 times the grapes have been mentioned. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with regards to grapes and dates, were very desirable to the Prophet. Hazrat Tamim Ad-Dari was present in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and some dried grapes, in other words kishmish, was presented as a gift. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took that into his hands, blessed hands, and said, "Eat this. This is a very good foodstuff. It removes tiredness, it reduces anger, and it strengthens the muscles, nerves, and it removes the mucus, phlegm, and also improves the gap in the deficiency of blood. Oranges or tangerines." Hazrat Musa, Abu Musa Ashari radiyallahu anhu, has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that that Muslim, that believer who reads the Quran, his example is like that of the orange. In other words, he is full of fragrance, good fragrance, and he is sweet and tasteful, reported in Musnad Ahmad. As Aisha Sadiqa has reported that combine this with honey, if you apply honey to it and eat it, it's very beneficial, because it's very beneficial for diabetes and also for the digestive system, and it reduces weight, and also beneficial for the vision of the eyes, because you attain a lot of vitamins through this. Pumpkin. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very much liked the pumpkin, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that eat this as much as possible, this strengthens the brain and the mind. As Anas radiallahu anhu has reported that in the curry, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would seek the pieces of pumpkin and eat this. And from that day, I also started to like pumpkin, he stated, reported in Bukhari. Jaw, in other words, barley. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his life, always utilized the barley bread. The barley bread, it reduces weight, and it corrects the weight, and it corrects the stomach ailments. As Yusuf bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrated that I saw that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took a piece of barley bread, and upon that he placed a date, and he stated that date is the curry for the barley bread, and then he consumed this, reported in Sunan in Abu Dawud. Honey. Honey is a food and a medicine. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very much liked honey, and he utilized this a lot, in high quantity, or very regularly. Has Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha has reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam really preferred and desired honey, because there's cure in honey. It's very much desirable. And to eat honey on an empty stomach is very beneficial. And with this, a lot of diseases are removed. It is the cure for diarrhea, watery motion. And you should, when you get diarrhea, drink immediately the honey when you spot the symptoms. Milk is a complete food. In milk, according to all the needs and of the body, all the ingredients are present in milk. And it gives health to the body and keeps the body refreshed. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very much liked, preferred milk, reported in Tirmidhi. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would regularly drink the milk from the cow or the goat. And the Prophet ﷺ said that when you drink milk, then rinse your mouth out, because there's fat and grease in the milk. And he stated ﷺ that if somebody gives you the gift, milk as gift, don't return it to that person. Meat. The Holy Prophet ﷺ very much liked, preferred meat. And he ﷺ stated that this is the chief of foods, whether it's dry cooked, bunahwa or curry, he preferred both, liked both. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has reported that on one occasion, in the presence of the Prophet meat was presented, and Rasulullah tore that meat with his teeth and ate it, consumed it. Reported in Tirmidhi, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet very much liked the meat from the leg. Reported in Tirmidhi, the meat is the chief of the foods, it was reported. And Hazrat Abdullah bin Jafar radiallahu anhu said that the Holy Prophet, the gracious Prophet said, the very good meat, the nice meat is the meat from the back, reported in Tirmidhi. The meat from the chicken meat. Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu anhu has said that I saw the Holy Prophet consuming, eating the chicken meat, reported in Bukhari. The meat from the goose, or the species of lark. There are 35 species of lark, goose. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Umar has stated that I saw the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I was with him, and I ate the meat of the goose lark with him, reported in Tirmidhi. The meat of the goose is very good from a medicinal point of view. And now we go to the meat from the deer, this deer species, white antelope. Hazrat Abi Qatada radiallahu anhu has reported that I took hold of a deer, I hunted it down, chased it down, and the Holy Prophet instructed the people that eat this. So everybody was in the state of ihram. Sunnah darimi. Butter and butter oil. Salam bin Amr has reported radiallahu anhu that we presented to the Holy Prophet butter, and Rasulullah preferred this, like this, reported in Sunan Ibn Majah. And it's reported from a companion that I heated up the butter and filled up a vessel and I presented it in the service of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and Rasulullah ﷺ accepted this. Dates. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu has reported that the gracious Prophet ﷺ stated that dates, the quality, the nature of dates is similar to the example of the Muslim, reported in Bukhari. Why? Because in dates, Allah Ta'ala has instilled cure. And in dates, the best of the dates is barni dates, because this removes the illnesses from the stomach. As Abu Darda radiallahu anhu has reported that the 7 dates of Medina, with the seed included, if you grind them and eat them, then they are very beneficial for the illness of the heart. And that individual who takes the 7 dates of Medina and eats them on an empty stomach, then he will not be impacted by poison or magic. In the dates, they are full of iron, and they are good for the blood pressure patients. It reduces cholesterol, and also the danger of stroke reduces. And also for diabetes, for the diabetes patient and the person with the pain in the eye, there's loss in eating the dates. Chukandar, in other words, beetroot. The Holy Prophet in the illness state instructed Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Wajh to eat beetroot. It removes the consistent constipation, and also to eat it at breakfast time, it's beneficial. Tirmidhi and Shamail. And the cucumber. Hazrat Abdullah bin Jafar radiallahu anhu has narrated that I saw the gracious Prophet eating the dates along with cucumber. This is beneficial for diabetes, reported in Bukhari. Qadid, dried meat. The meat, after drying it in Arabic, this is given the term qadid. Hazrat Thawban radiallahu anhu has stated that the goat meat, Rasulullah instructed, dry the goat meat. The Holy Prophet said once we were on the journey, and Rasulullah instructed that dry this meat of the goat, bring it into the form of qadid. The Holy Prophet continued to eat that until we reached Medina, reported in Sunan Abu Dawud. The fruit of pilu. Has Abu Salma bin Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate the fruit of pilu, reported in Bukhari. This is the Salvadora persica. This is a desert type fruit, and it's like the plum. It's a plum type fruit, and it's called pilu. And the miswak of pilu is very famous, and this is very widespread and common in Medina. The pomegranate is such a fruit that it's mentioned in the Holy Quran. As Anas radiallahu anhu has reported, the Holy Prophet said that there's no pomegranate in which the seed of paradise is not included in the seeds of that pomegranate. Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajh has reported that Rasulullah said that the pomegranate, you should eat it, including its inner skin, inner core, because it gives life to a person. And if you combine honey with this, then it delays the onset of old age. The pomegranate gives strength through the heart and it creates new blood. And it reduces high blood pressure, beneficial for the ailment, and also beneficial for the diabetes patient. Nabith juice. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very much liked this, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was a very preferred juice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is prepared using dates. In the evening, if some dates, if they're dry or fresh, then cut them, chop them into small pieces, take the seeds out and immerse them in water, put them into water overnight. And after that, in the morning, those pieces of dates, press squeeze them, these date pieces, and filter the water through a sieve and then drink that water. For heat, it is very beneficial. And for this, Rasulullah ﷺ regularly used this. Til, utilizing sesame seeds. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam combined sesame seeds and dates and would eat them. Akhrot, walnuts and cheese. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would combine walnut and cheese and eat them because this gives balance and this becomes very beneficial. Garlic. And stated that garlic, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that eat garlic and with this take remedy, cure, because there's shifa, cure for illnesses, but do not eat raw garlic and go into the mosques or into the mosque. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to us with regards to the greatest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's all of his beautiful and beloved sunnahs. May Allah give us the tawfiq to practice upon them. Ameen.